Masechet Pe'ah, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Vav. So the way Pe'ah worked, Pe'ah means a person has to leave a portion of his field for the Aniyim. He has to leave it and it can't be harvested. He has to make sure it's not cut. And at the end, he leaves a portion and the poor people come and they rip it out of the ground and they take it for themselves. If a person didn't do that, a person was negligent, he harvested, he cut down the entire field, and then only afterwards he realizes, I didn't leave a portion of my field for the Aniyim, he's still obligated in Pe'ah. He did the wrong thing by cutting it, but Hachamim say he's still obligated to take 1/60th of that cut produce and give it over to the poor people. The question becomes, though, we know he's obligated as well in other things called Terumot Uma'asrot. So when we're saying he's obligated to give 1/60th of his field, he has to give 1/60th of his field, and now that amount, that 1/60th that he's giving away to the poor people, that's not included in the equation of what he has to now give Terumot Uma'asrot. A person has to give about 12% to the Kohanim and the Levim, but if he's giving Pe'ah, he doesn't have to count that as part of his field. That 1/60th is out of the equation. It's deductible. You take it off the top, and then you calculate for Terumot Uma'asrot. The question becomes, though, if a person already cut his field, he already harvested everything, is he allowed to say, I'm deducting the 1/60th, that's coming off the top, I'm giving that to the poor people, and I'm only giving my Terumot Uma'asrot to the Kohanim and the Leviim on the remainder? Or do we say, since the person already cut the field, you can't calculate without the Pe'ah? You have to calculate with the Pe'ah as part of your equation. Even though you're giving 1/60th away, that's part of your cut field. And now you have to give 12% to the Kohanim and the Levim off of that food that was already cut. That becomes the question of our Mishnah. Mishnah says, Le'olam hu noten mishum Pe'ah upatur min hama'asrot. Ad Shemareach. Mishnah says, a person, if he did wrong, he was negligent, he cut his field already, he is allowed to give Pe'ah, and he is exempt from giving Terumot Uma'asrot, those special gifts to the Kohanim. He doesn't have to take the food he's giving as Pe'ah into the calculation. Ad Shemareach, until he smooths over the pile. The way harvesting worked was after produce was harvested, was cut down, it was brought into a threshing floor, and it was processed. The stalks were removed from the inedible parts. Everything was separated. And then they would take all of the kernels, which were edible, and they would make them into a pile, and then they would smooth them over. They would make a smooth pile on top of everything that was edible. Until a person makes that smoothing on top of the pile, he doesn't have to include the Pe'ah that he has to give into the equation of what he has to give of Terumot Uma'asrot. But if he already smoothed out the pile, and now and then he realizes, oh, I never gave Pe'ah, in that case, he's in trouble. In that case, he has to include the Pe'ah, the 1/60th that he's giving to the poor people. He has to also include that in his own calculation of what he has to give to the Kohanim and to the Leviim, so he ends up having to give a lot more out to the Kohanim and the Leviim. The Mishnah is going to give us a few more laws that have to be done in terms of the smoothing of the pile. Mishnah continues, Ve'noten mishum hefker upatur min ha'ma'asrot ad she'mareach. A person's allowed to make his produce ownerless. He's saying, you know what, I want to make this all ownerless, I want to give this all out to anybody in town. You're allowed to do that. And let's say you have 100 buckets of something. If you're making 100 buckets, hefked, ownerless, you're allowed to do that, and you don't have to give terumot u'ma'asrot to the Kohanim and the Leviim on that produce, but that's only until the point where you didn't smooth over the pile. You could have processed everything and all that, but if you made a big pile and you didn't smooth it over, you're not obligated to give to the Terumot Uma'asrot on that hefker item. But if you already smoothed over that pile and you made a beautiful pile that was all smooth, at that point you still are obligated now to give 12% to the Kohanim and Leviim, and you can give the rest as hefker. Mishnah continues, same thing in terms of feeding an animal. If you have items that weren't turned into a smooth pile, I'm allowed to feed my animals with them on a permanent basis. I'm allowed to say I'm giving him a full meal to my animal, and I don't have to count that as terumot ma'asot. I don't have to include everything that the animal ate as part of my calculation when I'm giving the food to the kohanim, the terumah to the kohanim and levim. I don't have to include that. It's deductible. I don't include that and consider it to be food I have to now calculate from until I made that smooth pile. But once I made that smooth pile, and now I want to give some of that pile to my animals, I have to include whatever they're eating in my calculation. Venotel min hagorin vezorea upatur min hamasrot ad shemareach divrei Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva adds in one more example. He says a person's allowed to take untithed produce from the threshing floor, and he can go plant it back into the field. He's allowed to do that, and on that item that he's going to plant back in the field, he doesn't have to give terumot ma'asrot on. And this is the opinion until he smooths over the pile. Once he smooths over the pile, and he wants to go plant from that pile into the field, he has to count all of that planted crops that he replanted back into the ground. He has to include that into his calculation of what he has to give for terumot ma'asrot. This is the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. But Hachamim argue with Rabbi Akiva, and they say that a person is not allowed to plant anything that didn't have terumah even before it was smoothed over. A person has to automatically give terumot ma'asrot from something that was replanted back into the ground. Mishnah gives another two laws that are going to be talking about the smoothing over of the pile. Kohen ve'levi shilakhu et hagorin. If you have a Kohen and Levi that came and they bought from a farmer food that was already on the threshing floor before it was smoothed over, hama'asrot shelahem ad she'emareach. They're allowed to keep the items that were potentially going to other Kohanim and Levi'im. Eventually, whatever's on the threshing floor is going to be turned into a pile, and it's going to be given out 12% to the Kohanim and Levi'im. If this person, this Kohen, wants to come to the farmer and buy it at a discount, they'll both make out better when this happens. If the Kohen approaches a farmer, he says, you know what, I'll buy it from you. You give it to me at a little bit of a discount. I'm going to keep the terumot ma'asot for myself. You don't have to give them. And at the same time, the farmer is happy because he doesn't have to give 12% out. He only has to give, for example, 6% out because this Kohen will take everything for himself and he'll buy it at a discount. So this only applies, he's only allowed to keep it for himself if the crops were still on the threshing floor, being still in the processing stage. But once it was put into a pile, a Kohen is not allowed to keep it for himself. Intricacies of this, of why Hachamim instituted this, is because people are going to end up, the rich Kohanim are going to end up buying up all the produce with a deal with the farmers, and the poor Kohanim were going to end up in a very bad situation where they couldn't collect anything. The last case is Hamakdish Upodeh. If somebody wants to make his entire pile of produce Hekdesh, that means it's holy for the Beit HaMikdash, it's sacred, and now he wants to be Podeh, he wants to say, I'm going to redeem this entire pile by paying the Beit HaMikdash's treasury. A person says, I'm giving $100 worth of bananas, for example, to the Beit HaMikdash. He wants to give that bananas to the Beit HaMikdash, but somebody else comes and they say, I'm going to redeem that. I'm going to take these bananas and I'm going to pay the Beit HaMikdash the $100 instead. Hayav ma'asrot asher mareach hagazbar. A person is obligated now to give terumot ma'asrot from whatever he just bought until the produce that he was buying now was smoothed over while it was in the hands of the Beit HaMikdash. If the Beit HaMikdash is not obligated to give terumot ma'asrot on the foods that they own. So, if the smoothing out of the item happened already while it was in the possession of the Beit HaMikdash, and then a person came and was podeh, he redeemed those foods, a person now is not obligated to give terumot ma'asrot because from the moment that it was smoothed out, that's the moment that the obligation to give terumot ma'asrot kicks in. If it was in the Beit HaMikdash's hands at that time, there's no obligation to give terumot ma'asrot, and then he buys it, he's in the clear, he doesn't have to give terumot ma'asrot. But if he bought it before the smoothing out happened, and then he smooths it out, it's in his possession when the smoothing out is happening, and therefore he is obligated to give terumot ma'asrot.